of desmoid tumours with the 5' mutations and a 46% prevalence with the 3' mutations. If you then add in family history, in some of them, taking into account modifier genes, we have a 100% rate of desmoid tumour. So there are some families that are at very high risk. Those with a family history of desmoid disease and those with 3' mutation. With the 3' mutation, the polyp density is frequently low, and the patients have a lower cancer risk than otherwise expected. And we are now moving towards considering pharmacological